fantastic news, Kathleen. Yes, we were a little bit worried that having featured New York, Florida, Connecticut, and of course London, we might be missing out on, of course, the star of the show, even though we had our BAFTA award-winning director, Graham Harper, step in from France. But yes, the gentleman who was born March the 9th a few years ago, but has been appearing in CSI, started off on the Dick Van Dyke Show, is our legend from California. He's with us, Marty Ingalls. Are you there? There you go.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, I must get a room. I have to get myself a room someday.
Oh, dear me. It's all fantastic stuff.
So, you know, when did we talk last? What was it? 1937.
It's been too long, Marty. It has been too long. I mean, I know we set this up about a week ago, but since we last shared the airwaves...
Either I'm getting old or your accent is getting thicker. Oh. Last night... No, no, really, you left a message on my machine last night.
Uh-huh.
And it went on for a while. It was, you could tell it was a very pleasant message, but there wasn't one word that was legible.
Oh, dear.
I don't know. I mean, it sounded something like, so you can expect a ritual and then tomorrow, but that's what it sounded like.
Oh, dear. Clearly, I'm going to have to work on the diction for answer phones. You know.
Maybe it's just, you don't get out enough. You don't get out of the house enough.
It's true.
To meet other people. I don't know what it was.
It's either that or the radio studio. Listen, what's the weather like in California today?
I don't know why that means anything. Who cares over there?
There we are.
Who actually cares? Oh, I feel terrible today. Why? Well, because I didn't find out what it's like in 10 years.
This is true.
Yeah, I mean, it's raining.
That's...
No, well, we got one of those unusual things for California. We're so spoiled because weather's always so perfect. So when it gets a little bit out of sorts in New York, where I'm from, I mean, people are used to... pouring rain and sludge and junk and stuff. You know, every time it rains here in Hollywood, there's 82,000 accidents on the freeway. People don't know how to drive in the rain because I think, it loosens up some sort of oil on the streets and cars could go crashing into each other. But it's been a constant rain for about 8 or 9 days. Huh. And it's going to go on. It's pouring now as we speak. And it's a big negative, but California usually we're always great. Even the rain is good in a way because after the rain, the smog is gone, and people can look out the window and they see suddenly, my God, it's a mountain over there. I never knew it was a mountain. Look at that, there's a condo over down the street. So it's pouring rain, but that some people love rain and it's nice.
Very true. Kathleen, any questions for Marty?
Oh, you put me on the spot again. Can I think about it?
That's fine. Because I hadn't realised, Marty, that you also did some time as
Wait a minute. Isn't what Kathleen does for a living? It's been 6 months since she spoke, and you just gave her an opportunity. Kathleen, tell us something. Come on, Kathy. Yeah. Call me Sunday.
I didn't realise that I was going to be speaking with such a superstar. You see, I didn't have any time to prepare.
Oh boy, are you a politician? You're beautiful. You get my vote, but I never heard anybody person who's actually a radio person. Have nothing to say.
I know. But she's been with the station for 6 months and she has produced a wonderful calendar. It's our first ever radio station calendar, Marty. And I feel we should send a copy over to you in California for yourself and Shirley.
What do you mean? What kind of calendar? Explain what that is. A blank calendar?
It's not a blank calendar. It features all of your favourite Siren FM presenters. And it's...
In case you're wondering, Marty, before you ask, my role was James Bond, okay?
There was no nudity involved. No. It was a fully clothed calendar with famous poses, including the Beatles and Fame. We've got James Bond in there, which is Alex's theme.
I modelled it on your own role in Car 54.
She's on a roll. Exactly. Let her go now. She's going good. she's speaking. I can even understand some of it. You know?
I'm trying.
And then Marte. After that, I don't understand anything. Obviously, this is where her passion is, that calendar. You hit the right word.
Mm-hmm.
When you asked Barney Ingalls a question, he said, Bud, when you say, tell us about the calendar. Hey, Marte. You see? She went on and on. Oh, God.
I'm laughing too much to talk now.
We're just insane. It's Lincoln. You know, Lincoln in the snow. Amazing. I was going to say, I hadn't realised, Marty, that you also were the voice of Garfield in the 90s, which was extraordinary.
Amazing.
No, I was the voice of Pac-Man. Remember when Pac-Man was the rage?
Hey, Pac-Man.
Wow.
But we were beaten out by the Smurfs. The Smurfs were on another channel, if you know who they were. It was another animated thing. So they beat us, and it was terrible.
I can't really see, in the real world, the Smurfs ever really getting the better of Pac-Man. I mean, surely Pac-Man would just eat up those Smurfs, particularly Papa Smurf. He'd just, you know, chew them up and spit them out for breakfast. Never mind, that's a different line.
Something about chewing up and spitting up for breakfast. I don't know what that is, but I'm terribly nauseous. I don't know why you would wake me and make me nauseous. I don't understand that.
Actually, to be fair, Kathleen did ask the question, what time is it in California now? Now,
it's exactly 10:45.
There we are.
In the morning.
And you're still in bed?
What?
And you're still in bed?
Oh, I sleep. Some people get depressed if things don't go right. Some people drink or go in and empty out the bar or go and have women in hotel rooms. Or, you know, go to Las Vegas. I sleep. Things don't go right. I just disappear. Sometimes it's discouraging. As I get older, it gets worse. Sleep becomes the great outlet. But I think it's better than all the other choices, you know.
Marty, you know, surely, inevitably, we have to ask you this question, and we'll talk.
Surely, by the way, as we speak, is
in concert with us
all. A Thousand Oaks. We have a suburb of Los Angeles, a beautiful suburb called Thousand Oaks. Mm. They have all the suburbs have beautiful performing arts centers, theaters all over the place. They're just beautiful. And Shirley opened last night with her son, Patrick Cassidy, who was one of her three sons, Patrick, Sean, and Ryan. Of course, David Cassidy, as you know, is a stepson, so she has three and a half children. But she opened up with Patrick, who's a brilliantly talented guy, and they have it's a Christmas concert, and they did great, supposedly. It's wonderful. Mother and son, you don't get too many of those kind of shows. Family people working together.
Marty, we had no doubt. We had no doubt. I mean, it was through Shirley that we got in touch with your good self. You know, obviously, being husband and wife, it's fantastic. And clearly, you've become staples of the whole show.
They shuttled you down when you tried to get in touch with Shirley. A guy by the name of Joe called you and said, "Hey, yeah, how you doing? Let's talk."
Not at all.
You know? And Shirley doesn't like the telephone. She's, charming and wonderful, but I love the telephone.
Well, we hope.
I love the internet and the telephone. I send emails. I got a special guy that comes in and does all my emails. I love communicating by anything. You know, I like to write.
Do you know, you really should be listening to us online, you see, because we're on sirenonline.co.uk. We'll have to connect with that and make sure you become a regular listener.
I'm a complete moron when it comes to the internet. I hired some kid from college who comes in and does everything. I pride myself in not knowing anything about Facebook and MySpace and your voice and all that stuff.
Quite right, too. And let's not get started on Twittering, because that could be a whole new world. We need to know, though, the British public, the world needs to know, what's Marty Ingalls' Christmas message for the nations? That's plural. Marty Ingalls' Christmas message and New Year message, perhaps, for the nations. What would
is
you like to say?
My moment?
It is.
Mark is your Christmas message to the... Well, you know something? I'm an old-fashioned kind of guy. And the world, when I look at, when I read the newspaper, look at television, looks like it's going to you-know-where in a handbasket. And everything looks very dim. You know, our economic prospects in America are just... I'm telling you, everybody's broke. Nobody has any money. There's wars all over the place. It's very hard to find a positive reason for anything these days. It's even hard sometimes. Oh, I'll tell you this. You got a minute here? I have something interesting to tell you. It's a little controversial, but it's interesting. A very talented young comedian, of which there are many here, and he was like a Rich Little, you know, and you know Rich Little, I'm sure, is, but he didn't quite make. Anyway, he passed away recently, and there was a big funeral, and I don't usually go to those, but I went to his funeral, and they asked me if I would like to speak. Well, there was a lot of people there. I was sitting in a group of celebrity-type people. Shirley MacLaine was next to me, and Betty White was there, and a lot of his people who knew him, Don Rickles, and on. So I got up extemporaneously, and I just, instead of trying to tell jokes at a eulogy, I never think that's very proper, I actually said, this really shakes my faith in whether or not there is a higher power. And I look up at this picture of this young, vibrant, talented kid and gone, you know, at an early age. He loved life so much. And when I drive home in the car, I'm going to say to myself, is there or is there not somebody up there calling the shots? Sometimes it gets harder and harder to believe that. I want to, but, you know, I'm not sure. Well, the world hit the fan. By the time I got home, there was a million calls from radio people, television people. What did you do? Did you go somewhere to a very religious gathering of people and say there's no God? I'm telling you, it was unbelievable. The world went out. I got phone calls. How dare you? Shirley MacLaine, when she got up and spoke, she said, well, now that I'm following Marty Engels, probably the worst human being I've met in the 3,000 years that I've lived, you know.
Oh, please.
She believes in that, you know.
We'll support you. We'll support you, Marty,
but
always.
It was very interesting because I keep saying to myself, I discussed it with my wife because was that a terrible thing to say? I think that today even a clergyman would have no problem saying in these times your faith is tested in the worst way. I'm not saying I don't believe, but it is harder now because good people are taken and wars don't end and good faith seems to be fading. So, but I said it in a place where they didn't want to hear that. These were many, many evangelists, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Marty, we have to hold you there, and you've raised another very interesting, fascinating point.
Isn't that interesting? Did I say the wrong thing worthy of contempt and people stop me in the street and say, oh, you, I was at the funeral that you talked at, so... Shirley says, I don't think you should book any more funerals, she said. I think
stick to the weddings.
Only births and brises and bar mitzvahs.
Exactly. You know, that's the key thing. Marty, it's been fantastic working with you for the moment. I have to hold you now because time's just scooting on here. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us? Your transatlantic friends, as we like your British friends from Lincoln, Siren 107.3 FM. Have you enjoyed the midweek drive experience?
Yeah, I'm telling you, this was so wonderful. If I could only understand what you're saying, it would be so great. Will you send me the translation?
I'll give you the transcript. Yeah, it'll be there, it'll be online.
Your accent is getting word.
So Ken,
I love these calls, and it is something to think about. I am a thoughtful person, and Shirley and I just celebrated our 34th anniversary, and in Hollywood, that is
a miracle. Exactly. And we look forward to speaking with you very soon in 2011, I take it.
Oh, you look forward? Things must be very depressing. You look forward. What's your life work? Next July, we're going to talk to Marty Ingalls.
No, I'm looking around about early March or late March, somewhere around that time. I think we need to feature you there.
My love goes out to all your listeners.
Indeed. And we leave you with a Mike Dooley quote. The real reason you chose to be here, your purpose and mission in life was to simply be who you now are. Good reason. There we are. Important stuff. Marty Ingalls, we salute you. Wrapping up the show, which took us, as I say, from Fiona Hardingham, Peter Franklin, Sarah Chase, Michelle Monroe, Matt Monroe's daughter, of course, Mike Dooley.
Michelle, she talks entirely too much. You can't get a word in edgewise. Yackety, yackety, yackety.
And Kathleen Drury, and Graham Harper, and Marty Ingalls. Can we all say happy holidays?
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.